So, now on the scale of Legophone, 0.5. And on this scale of Legophone, 0.15, it's sort of like a little Bowser's castle thing. And what happens is you open it up, and then it's pretty useless because it was made to show, because Dead Man told the designers to make it to show how awesome it was, and how awesome he was. So he can go in and talk to people. This was also adding some new features onto it, like eyesight, which they got rid of in the next version because it was too horrible. Stench, which they kept, which Deadman made in the end, won the argument over making them keep because it was better than eyesight. The stench will knock you out. And as you know, these kind of legophones will only talk to Deadman, so of course it's only going to knock Deadman out. And the other thing was touch, which stayed there, but never worked very well because Dead Man was like protected from the touch thing. It just wasn't possible to do that. We didn't have the technology, so it's pretty much useless. So they still kept it there. It just won't work with Dead Man touch thing. And next is the one we used in the video special, which is a full quality stench, eyesight. Well, actually, no, not eyesight, but because that was banned. But stench, touch, really good quality. Dead Man can even come through the skull or legophone to do what he wants, so he can like trick people into doing. So I probably shouldn't tell you that because then some people might know. Then some people in the faraway galaxy, Dead Man might be hard to kill. Will know about the secret and will know and will figure out a way to protect themselves against it.